Welcome to the Creating Us podcast, hosted by the Office of Leader and Culture Development. My name is Jason Weber, your host, and I'm excited to be with you this week as we talk about Simple Truth number 14. So the lesson this week is that the best use of power is in service to others. When we think about how we as leaders can influence those around us, what type of an impact do we want to make? There's a number of lessons that the authors give us, and they range from, you know, continually emphasizing we over me, that we are able to listen more than we talk, and that we encourage and support people's efforts rather than directing them. Now, while these are strategies that we can implement and apply into the workplace, I want to pull this back a little bit and go back to what Robert Greenleaf told us as we think about the role of a servant leader in the workplace. And Robert Greenleaf is known to have not applied a specific definition to servant leadership. Instead, what he gave us was the best test. And I think the best test is a great way for us to evaluate what is our role and how are we living out the values and the essence of a servant leader. So the best test is, do those served grow as persons? I'm going to stop there because there's a number of points to this. When we think about those served, I would encourage you to think about those in your care. So those individuals who you work with, work for, interact with, I think, and I believe, and this is my thought on it, is that do those served are those that are in our realm of influence, those that we come into contact with on a daily basis. It could be a patient. It could be another employee. Maybe it's a student. But regardless of that, when we are in conversation or interaction with them, then I would make the case that they are in our care. And so when those in our care are being served, do they become healthier, wiser, freer, more autonomous, more likely themselves to become servants? You know, if we look at the role that we play, if you are a medical provider or work in a clinic or a hospital and you're dealing with patients, then the understanding and the interpretation of healthier, wiser, freer, more autonomous, that's going to take a certain meaning. However, if you are a leader, a team member who works with the general public, then healthier, wiser, freer, more autonomous is going to take a little bit of a different definition. And if you're working with students, will they become healthier, wiser, freer, more autonomous, and ultimately more likely themselves to become servants? When we break down the essence of servant leadership and what it's about, I want to remind that this isn't a style of leadership where I give away everything that I would want, everything that I desire. I am not saying that this is a leadership style where someone says, it doesn't matter my opinion, I'm here to serve, and so I'm only going with yours. Not at all. Instead, what we're talking about is that idea to how can we positively influence and impact those around us? That could be accountability. That could be holding people accountable, keeping them to the standards that have been set. It could be, I'm going to allow you to experience this because I want you to see and I want you to, or I'll phrase it this way, you have to live it to understand it. You know, you go back to your role as a parent, or, you know, if you've ever worked with children, there are times where they may want to do things and you're like, oh, that's a bad idea, but it's not going to cause harm to them or to others. So you say, you know what? Go ahead, give it a shot. You may know that this outcome isn't going to be exactly what they want, but we also know that the best way for them to learn that is to fail. As servant leaders, we have that opportunity to create that space. So when we think about, do they become healthier, wiser, freer, more autonomous, Maybe there are times we need to allow them to fail so that they can learn lessons and grow. So our lesson this week is the best use of power is in service to others. I would encourage you to think about the best test that Robert Greenleaf gives us, and I'm going to read it again. And the best test is, do those served grow as persons? Do they, while being served, become healthier, wiser, freer, more autonomous, more likely themselves to become servants? So as we close this episode, I want to offer you the strategies that Blanchard gives us. Again, continually emphasize we over me. Listen more than you talk, and encourage and support people's efforts rather than directing them, so that they too are provided that opportunity to grow. I want to thank you for listening to this week's lesson on Simple Truth number 14, the best use of power is in service to others. If you have any comments or questions, let me know at jason.weber@ttu.edu. Until next time, take care.